This live Q&A broadcast is brought to you by Jumbo Footwear. Trade inquiries, call 033-397-7960 or email info@jumbofootwear.co.za by Axon's Wheel of Pietermaritzburg, your leading dealer in wheels, by Pac-Man Industrial Packaging of Pietermaritzburg, by Hammersdale Hyper, situated in Hammersdale. Call 031-736-2125. By Dada Spice. Eat healthy, live healthy. For a spice-tacular experience, visit us online, www.dadaspice.co.za or call 033-397-9911.
Also brought to you by Haji Musa Nurgat of Safe Cash and Carry and by Mohammed Umar Nana of Star Chair Hire Durban.
The next one says, Assalamu alaikum, Muftisab. Exclamations like, God, my Lord, good gracious heavens. What does Islam say about these statements?
When we pick up the phone, we say hell. Does it mean we send the person to hell and gone? So it doesn't mean that. So some people, they say that, hello, hello, hell. You know, so these are expressions, you must remember that. So when you say, oh God, or you, obviously you can't say now, oh Lord Jesus, and that's kufr, obviously. But if you say, oh God, and so forth, so it's permissible in Islam. It's not something now desirable or so forth. Obviously, we got our own terminology, so that is better. Today, you know, I give you an easy example. That somebody did us a favor. And you'll see how many of us make this mistake. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said that whoever did you a favor, then you must say, Jazakallahu khayra faqad ablaghathana. You have praised that person profusely when you say Jazakallahu khayra. 90%, even the children in the madrasa, you will see they say Jazakallah. Jaza in Arabic is got asdad. Is one word, two opposite meaning. May Almighty Allah reward you, may Allah punish you. So therefore you must qualify it and say Jazakallahu khaira. 90% of us, what we will say, thank you, shukran, does that and all that. So that's not the sunnah, but it's permissible. But we will say the proper sunnah is to say Jazakallahu khaira.
Jazakallahu khaira, Muftisab. The next one says, what dua must I read? Inshallah, I want to take my family for Hajj next year.
Surah 2 verse 128. Our Hafiz Imran, mashallah, is a good person. He's not married, so I make dua for him always. I put him on the market, you know. See, and our Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, and mashallah, good youngsters. So any one of you, mashallah, that you can contact him afterwards. We'll make dua for him. So anyway, you must remember this. The point I was making here is read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. Now, I got it on my phone. One brother, he had problems. Last week I was in PE. So he told me, you know, that some members of his family, they got accreditation, some haven't got. I took him, I said, just start reading. Tell your daughter, read, read, read. MashaAllah, he sent the SMS, you know. He say, Allah must make you like Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. So Mu'az bin Jabal was a'alamuhum bil halal wal haram, the greatest mufti among sahabas. His daughters are all fixed up, they're all going. We must have the conviction. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْكِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. When you beg Almighty Allah, have the conviction Allah is going to answer my prayer. Now me and you, we make dua. We raise our hand, play with our beard, play with our spectacles. The woman play with their burqa, put the nose in the kimli mind and all. So, we... إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَىٰ عَنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah don't accept dua from the heart that is unmindful. So remember that. So when read Surah 2 verse 128, inshallah in the sahuklas your name, your children's name will come out. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, make me from Duyufur Rahman, make me from your guest. And Allah is there for everybody.
The next one says, if I have money in a money market account and they pay me interest, I'm looking to invest it elsewhere, but in the meantime, can I help others with the interest money, or what else can I do with the interest money?
First thing you must do is close that account and take out your money from there. This is shaitan's waswasa. People, you know interest is haram. Deliberately we go and put in money account and money web and this web and the shaitan's web. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. Go read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Allah does not mention this punishment for any crime. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا If you don't abstain, refrain from interest. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Be prepared for a war against Allah and Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan come, no, leave the money there. You're getting 10%, 15%, very good. Help the poor. This is زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ The shaitan comes, he embellishes, adorns and decorates our vices. So we're thinking, oh, see how many poor people I'm helping. It's not helping. That money is polluted, contaminated. Mustafa alayhi salam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, listen to the hadith, brothers. Al-riba ithnani wa sabuna baba. That riba, interest, usury, call it whatever you want to. So it is 72 categories. Adanahu, the minimum category, ayyata ar-rajul ummahu, a person committing adultery with his own biological mother. You see, brothers, we hate and we detest this capitalistic system because the lifeline is interest. The lifeline is the rich get richer, they have monopoly and cartels, and the poor get poorer. And then they tell you we're giving Africa so much money. They don't tell you how much they stole from Africa and so forth. So you must remember this. Therefore, Islamic system, everything is unique of ours. Get rid. Say, oh Allah, I closed that account. And now I want barakah from your side. Man taraka shay'an lillah, awwadahu Allahu khayran min. Leave it for Allah's sake. Allah will give you such a replacement that is much better.
Jazakumullah khair. Mufsal the next one says, can I wear a short sleeve shirt and read the Hajj namaz, or can I wear my pyjamas?
Tomorrow you got a meeting with our honorable president JZ, Yaqub Zuma. Yaqub, when he was elected, it was Hajj time, so the people said they're no more going to say Jumma Mubarak, they're going to say Zuma Mubarak. So anyway, you got a meeting with him. You will go with your pyjamas and all these things. You will go. I was graduating in a kafir university, non-Muslim university, for my master's degree. Before I went, they sent me a letter. Mister, you can't come with jeans. You can't come. They sent to all the students. You can't come with your techies and all that. I looked at that. I said, you know, look at this. Even they know that this type of dress is not respectable dress. Obviously, we don't wear this kind of things. Imagine standing in front of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and now we come with pajamas, we come with funny clothes. Ya Bani Adam khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Wear your nice clothes. Imam Malik Rahimahullah teaching the ahadith of Mustafa alayhi salam. Every day he used to wear new kurta. His students asked him, Imam Malik, what's this every day new? He said, ta'aziman li ahadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the respect for the ahadith of Mustafa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Shafi says, my ustad Imam Malik rahimahullah used to take his kurta and give it to me. He wrote poetry on that. How Malik used to take the kurta and give it to Imam Shafi rahimahullah. These are our aslaf, these are our pious predecessors, brothers. Now we come there, look like a cowboy and all this kind of thing and read salat. Look like some western actor or actress. It leaves a lot to be desired, brothers. This clothing is the index of our mind. Remember that. An-nasu yu'rafu bilibasihim. The Arabic proverb goes, people are recognized by their clothes. You understand their mentality with that.
Jazakallah khair, Ustaz. The next one, what dua can I read to remove arrogance and pride?
Pride, your dua alone don't work, brothers. A person say, oh Allah, give me pious children. Oh Allah, give me good children. But they don't get married. The children won't come fall from the sky, brother. You have to do certain actions, you know, nikah and all that. So you do three things. Number one, whoever you see, make salam first. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibar. First one. Mustafa alayhi salam's prescription. Whoever makes salam first, he is free from pride. Two words, assalamu alaikum, is so difficult. When we see our friend, assalamu alaikum. Go make salam to the person we had argument with. Go make salam to the person who hurt your feelings. Very difficult. But try, and then the pride will get removed. Now second, we must know what is pride. The sahaba came, Ya Rasulallah, I like nice clothes, I like nice shoes. Is that pride? No. Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful, he loves beauty. What is pride? Batarul haq. The truth comes to us, we reject the truth. The rejection of truth, that is pride. So accept the truth. Yes, this is my weakness. I have this weakness. Then the pride will get away, the arrogance will get away. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. So now I say I'm superior and you inferior. So when we say that, so that is pride. So turn it around, you superior, I'm inferior, then the pride will be eradicated. Take these three prescriptions and then we're out of it, inshallah.
The next one is written on a shopping list. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab, can woman cut her hair?
Remember, if a woman cuts her hair and she is imitating the man, so she's cursed. La'anallahu mutashabbihin wa mutashabbihat. If she is imitating the non-Muslim culture, fashion, all that, it's still haram. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, man tashabba bi qawmin fa huwa minhum. Umrah, Hajj time, she cut hair, she just turned it around her finger and she cuts, that's fine. Innama ala nisa'i ala taqsir, mentioned in Sunan Nasai. So these are the laws we must remember.
The next one says, can a husband break a promise he made to his wife?
Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam made this the law. Babul Wa'ad. Open Babul Wa'ad, the chapter on promises, not only to our wife, to anybody. I told Hafiz Imran, I will give you this pen, right? And my intention was at that time, definitely I'll give it to him. After that, I had such Allah forbid problems, this, that somebody stole all my pens. I got nothing left beside this one. Now I no more give it to him due to unforeseen circumstances. Then, laysa alayhi ithmun, that there is no sin upon him. Because the circumstances have changed. So when the hadith say, the sign of a munafiq hypocrite is, idha wa'ada akhlaf, when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise, it means at the time of making the promise, that time already his intention is not to honor and fulfill the promise. So we need to understand. So you, the wife, the husband told you, oh honey, I'll take you for holiday, I'll take you for umrah, I'll take you for hajj, I'll give you $1,000. Now he don't take you. If bichara, he became a pauper, so where he'll take you from? But now if he's just playing mind games with you and so forth, then he's guilty. He's just making kali, you know, because spaza shop nowadays. So he's making you spaza, you know. So then he's guilty, remember that. Then if he's such a makhi choose and bakhil, in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. See Islam, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu was married, his wife Hind and Hinda, both ways you can pronounce it. Hinda came, Ya Rasulallah, does Abu Sufyan, Rajulun Shahihun, is very bakhil, very stingy. Mustafa alayhi salam said, Khudhi bil ma'roof. Then help yourself. Help yourself, woman. Don't mean you go take with both hands all his uplang money. You take with one hand, little bit like that. So that will be permissible.
The next one, can a husband stop his wife from phoning or visiting her parents?
Surah Muhammad, Surah 47, verse 22-23. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّئُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. That's Surah 47, Surah Muhammad. When you have authority, you are the husband. Now you prevent your wife, she can't go to her father. What you doing? أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, you're causing mayhem, mischief on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, you're severing the family ties. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah's curse is on such people. فَأَصُمَّهُمْ, spiritually deaf they become. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, spiritually blind. So remember, it's a major sin. Yes, if the father, mother are involved in vices, in, you know, drugs and what Allah forbid, alcohol, then you stop is a different. But just to spite your wife and so forth, haram, is not permissible. So we need to ummat ko banana hai. We have to unite the ummah, not fragment and break the ummah.
Zakla Mustafa, the next one says, what strong dua can I read for a happy marriage between my husband and I?
Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. You see your house? You've got wonderful big frame. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah's names are so beautiful. Every day, brothers, sisters, make it a habit after Fajr, before Fajr, after Asr, whenever it's convenient. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever reads the Asma'ul Husna, he enters Jannah. Mustafa alayhi salam said the hadith in Tirmidhi. So the name, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you enhance the love. This wife of mine, what sacrifices she made for me. So the wife must think, what sacrifices the husband made. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. The more you look at your wife, her beauty increases. And the more she looks at you, the more the love increases. You know Layla and Majnoon. When we were in school, they taught us Romeo and Juliet, and when we went madrasa, Darul Uloom, all, they taught us of Leila Majnun. So people used to tell Majnun, you little bit Majnun, really Majnun here means to be madly in love. They told him, you really Majnun, you totally crazy and insane. How can you fall in love with this Leila? Her teeth are not even straight, her eyes are squint. He said, you need the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty of Leila. Your brother is sitting here tonight in Mountain Rise. You go to your wife after the program, say, oh honey, that with my eyes I'm seeing your beauty. She will rise more than a mountain also. So you must remember this day also.
The next one says, after every Farid Salah, there are certain wazifas which I read. What happens if I miss a Farid Salah and read Qaza for it? Can I read the wazifa after the Qaza Salah?
Here there are three questions. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ahabbul a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa in qalla. The best amal and action are those where it is adwamuha. It's done constantly, continuously. Wa in qalla, although it's few. So choose those azkar after salat, for salat, Allahu Akbar, istighfar, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. After all five salat, not only after Fajr and Asr. So like that, Ayatul Kursi, like that. Now you must salat. To must salat, brothers, is kufr. Understand this, Quran is telling us is kufr. That the hadith is telling us is kufr. We must make sure salat must be utmost. Tomorrow I'm traveling by plane. So it is not salat time, but if it's salat time, we have to work out that this is the way we're going to read salat. We must make the arrangements. Tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, when the people are going to Jahannam, first question, ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you land up in Jahannam? Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. Say, we never had salat. See, brothers, we just traveled from Peter Marisburg to Port Elizabeth to Cape Town, Joburg. Yeah, it's alright, make qaza. It's a serious, Imam Ahmad, Imam Sahaba, majority say is kufr. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say the people are out of all of Islam. Majority scholars don't say that. Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik. But it's a major sin. So when you read the qada, so make tawbah also, and then you read your zikr as well.
Zakallah khairan Ustaz. Before we move over for the air break, it says, Assalamu alaikum. If you find a snake in your house or in your garden, do you kill it or leave it?
Mustafa alayhi salam said, Uqtulul hayyat kullaha. The hadith is mentioned in Nasai. When you find snakes, you must kill them. Don't make long stories and all that. This way, that way, the snake will finish you up, you know. So you must remember that. Half the time of wuzu will also break. So you must remember, you kill it.
Zakallah khairan Ustaz.